Yesterday here on Breakfast, we reported on a speech from Indigenous leader Noel Pearson in which he lashed out at a group of elders who were challenging the legitimacy of Australia's biggest native title claim. The claim, lodged by the Cape York Land Council, covers nearly 15 million hectares on Cape York in Queensland's far north. But a large group of traditional owners is now calling on the federal government to intervene, claiming they've been locked out of the process. Noel Pearson accused them of being the puppets of federal coalition backbencher and local MP Warren Entsch.
And they're the puppeteers through a white organisation called Cape York Sustainable Futures. And then they've got a bunch of blackfellas fronting up under the banner of the Cape York Alliance. And I can see that Entsch has got his agenda that has always been opposed to native title. And he's managed to convince a rump group of blackfellas to oppose the claim. And how could you have blackfellas opposing native title for blackfellas, for their own people?
That's Noel Pearson in a speech he gave the night before last up in Queensland. Well, to respond to those comments, Warren Entsch is in our Parliament House studios. Warren Entsch, good morning.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
I'm Fran.
Oh, friend, sorry.
Puppets of Warren Entsch, that's what Noel Pearson has described this the Cape York Alliance as. And he says you've always got an agenda against native title. Are you encouraging traditional owners on the Cape to pursue a campaign against this native title claim?
One thing you can be sure about, Noel, is if you don't agree with absolutely what Noel says or what Noel wants to do, then he is full of vitriol and abuse. He's got a very potty mouth when it comes to that, and he's always pointing the finger of blame rather than looking at the real causes. Now, and I think it's an insult, an absolute insult to a lot of traditional owners and elected, this is popularly elected by their communities, leaders in Cape York communities that have dared to stand up and say, just because Noel Pearson has an opinion doesn't mean to say that it is something that is supported by the broader Indigenous community. He might have the political support of his or many of his mates in the southern states, but it doesn't reflect that in the communities in Cape York.
Now, yes, but hang on, to be fair, this native title claim is not about Noel Pearson's mate in the southern states. It's a mega native title claim, to be sure. It covers, I think, close to 50% of the Cape. It was lodged late last year by the Cape York Land Council. A large number of Indigenous groups decided to fast-track the legal process working together rather than pursuing individual claims that could take decades. That's not his mates from down south, is it?
Well, with respect, there wasn't a large number. And that agreed to that.
Well, it wasn't just Cape York Council, was it?
I'm sorry. Well, Land Council and Noli, I mean, understand first of all, Noli is a self-appointed leader. He has never, ever stood for an election, but he has been effectively appointed by his mates in the South as to be the leader. And as the former Prime Minister called him a prophet. Now, that was highly offensive to a lot of the popularly elected leaders up there. He then came out, and I think this was a catalyst for the formation of this Cape York Alliance, because I have here a letter that was sent on the 26th of January to Senator George Brandis. It's got 150 signatures on it of traditional owners, leaders within the community, who said, Noel Pearson's one claim, not in my name. Not in my name.
And those 150 signatures are Indigenous signatures, are they?
Every one of them is an Indigenous signature that has put this out there. Now, that has been but it's been building for a long time. In 1995 to 1990, the Pearson group of companies was 7. Now we're over 20. There's a whole range of issues. There's hundreds of millions of dollars channeled into Cape York every year. And this is where the concern comes.
What do you mean when you say, I think a lot of people listening won't know what you mean when you say the Pearson group of companies. Are these Cape York Land Council companies or what are they?
Well, it includes the Cape York Land Council. It includes Balkanoo. More recently, we've got Cape York Lighthouse Company. We've got Cape York Quarries Proprietary
Limited.
And
why do you call them Pearson companies?
Well, because they got all common interest. Now, this was presented to me by Indigenous leaders, the shareholders, the commonality on all these companies, Richie Armett, Allen Creek, Nolly Pearson, Cape York Partnerships, Cape York Corporation. These are all the people that are common directors in all these companies. Cape York Employment is another one.
That's not necessarily corrupt, though, is it? I mean, you mentioned Richie Armat.
What I'm saying to you, what was presented to me, there's over 20 companies here, all with common directors. There's hundreds of millions of dollars being channeled through these companies every year, supposedly for the benefit of Cape York people. Mm-hmm. There are many, many people, many leaders in Cape York, elected leaders in Cape York, and many traditional owners are saying, hey, we are not seeing the benefit of this. They are not representing us. You only have to have a look at the major conflicts in Aurukun in recent times. Now, that has been a place that has been set up recently by Pearson. There's been huge amount of money for a whole lot of Pearson initiatives gone into that, and yet it is so dysfunctional, and the outcomes that are supposed to have been achieved, none of them have. And the problem
and
you
are
have...
you hearing this from, I mean, you're the local member for this area and beyond. Are you hearing this directly? Are Indigenous leaders from other parts of Cape York coming to you and telling
absolutely.
You this?
Absolutely. And I've got letters here that they have been sending me. Now, look, I've been hearing this for a lot of years about concerns that have been raised on this, about the fact that the elected leaders are not getting the opportunity of having a voice. In many cases, when they ask to be seen by politicians and former prime ministers, they haven't even been able to get past the door. Yet, Noel Pearson and his associates have free entry, and they've complained about that.
The chairman of the Cape York Land Council, I better get this out, I think, Richie Armat, has said they have been accountable and transparent. He said they've had 23 meetings in 23 communities. They've sent out 6,000 letters that a lot of people, 650 people, were engaged in the discussions that led to this claim.
Can I say also, Fran, that there's been hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent in communities like Aurukun and others, and they are more dysfunctional than before the money started to flow.
Yeah, but so, that's not only occurring in Cape York.
The problem, but it's particularly bad up there in light of what has been invested in it. And what I'm saying to you is that it's not necessarily 6,000 letters or hundreds of millions of dollars that fix the problem. It's about talking to people whose lives are affected by it and having them being part of the solution. Now, it's all very well for Nolly to stand, and I know he will, I expected it, to stand up there and start throwing at me. Gerhard Pearson has got photos that he's been distributing on his Facebook with faces of a couple of other individuals, white people, superimposed over white troopers. And I know that Nolly Pearson used that analogy in his speech last night or the night before last about white troopers bringing on these silly black fellas that don't know what they're doing. Mate, these silly black fellas, as Nolly treats them with that level of contempt, all have names. They are, in some cases, elected leaders. Don DeBusch and Larry Woosop. I was at a meeting in Cowan a couple of Mondays ago, and there were 165 people there, predominantly Indigenous people, and they spoke with one voice and said, these people are speaking. There's okay. another young...
out of time, Warren Entsch. I just got to ask you finally and briefly, if I can, this: what is the relationship between the Cape York Alliance, which is the Indigenous groups you've been talking about, and the Cape York Sustainable Futures, which is a representative including white businessmen? What is that relationship, briefly?
It's not a representative of white businessmen as only. The executive, the majority of the executive on that are Indigenous people. That's a fact. Now, if you want to get a side on it from an Indigenous side, rather than talking to me about Nolly attacking with great venom Indigenous people, he has self-appointed himself to represent. I've got Larry Woosop, I've got Don DeBusch, and I've got Jack Wilkie Jans, three Indigenous traditional owners in Canberra today. If you'd like to hear their side of it, please take the opportunity. I will provide the opportunity to down here for 2 days, endeavouring to see senior members of government and opposition to express their side of things. They don't. Noli doesn't speak on their behalf.
Okay.
He clearly doesn't believe they have the capacity to speak on their behalf. What I'm saying, I'm happy to step back, have a talk to these people, and then make your own assessments on it.
Okay.
They are quite capable of speaking for themselves.
Warren Entsch, we will do that. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much indeed.
Warren Entsch is the federal member for Leichhardt.